This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. The Mandalay Bay security guard that went to the door, he got shot through the door. His name was Jesus Campos. And when he did that, that's when Stephen Paddock killed himself. But suicide was not part of his plan. It wasn't in his plan at all. Las Vegas police said yesterday that they have evidence to suggest he planned to live and was going to try to escape after the attack, but they could not provide details about that evidence to the public just yet. Firing down from the 32nd floor, he killed at least 59 people. Police also said during Wednesday's news conference that there was no suicide note, as some had suspected when photos of his room were released that showed what appeared to be a pen and a paper on a table. As it was reported, police also believe Paddock lived a secret life. What we know is that Stephen Paddock is a man who spent decades acquiring weapons and ammo and living a secret life, much of which will never be fully understood. They also confirmed that he rented a room at the Ogden Hotel in downtown Las Vegas, Nevada, at the same time of the Life is Beautiful Festival, which took place in late September. It is not exactly clear why he was there. Police said they recovered items and video footage from the hotel while Paddock was there and planned to review it. It was overlooking a music festival, by the way. Now, they figured out this started around right shortly after 10, and it was done about 10 minutes later. He had several surveillance cameras set up in various locations in his room and in the hotel hallway, but none of them were actually recording. They were just there to monitor, right? He had set up two on a room service cart in the hallway, one set up in the peephole of his door, and a baby monitor camera set up in the living space of his hotel room. When they got into his vehicle, they found 10 one-pound containers of Tannerite. For some reason, when they started saying, "We found explosives in his room or in his car," I was like, they found Tannerite. And that's exactly what they found. They found two 20-pound containers of Tannerite and approximately 1,600 rounds of ammunition. That, in and of itself, is not what I would consider an arsenal. For somebody going to a class like a Steve Fisher class, that's the weekend. Right, 1,600 rounds. Now, Sheriff Lombardo of Clark County, who will be up for re-election next year, has been letting out some interesting tidbits. More so than some of the other people that have been appearing at the press conferences. And he's also said that it has been logical to make the assumption that he had some help at some point in pulling off Sunday's massacres. Now, to me, this seems to open a door to some sort of connection to an international terror group. But if so, evidently there is no evidence on hand, because the sheriff also added to his secret life comment. What we know is that, you know, about the decades spending and getting all this stuff. My guess is that the secret life he led was part of a life plan he absorbed from his father, who twice lived a life on the run from the police under phony identities that he manufactured. In 1960, when Stephen Paddock was 7, FBI agents showed up at their family's tidy little white ranch house in the hills outside of Tucson, Arizona, stunning the neighbors and even the local sheriff. No one could quite figure out that Pat Paddock, the big jolly father of four young boys who owned a small business in town and was a special deputy at the sheriff's office, was also Benjamin Hoskins Paddock, a serial bank robber with a rap sheet that stretched back to Chicago. He bulged with insincerity, said the sheriff at the Tucson Daily Citizen at the time, noting that Pat Paddock, who sold garbage disposals during the week, volunteered for the local search and rescue team and counseled wayward youths in his spare time. Neighbor across the road told the Daily Citizen he was such a nice man. He was so attentive to his wife. He was so kind to the children, and he always was doing helpful things around the house. For little Stephen, that must have been quite a blow. And it is possible that that left him with a bitter hatred toward the society that took away his father. It would be my hope that the computers that they've taken from his home sort of give shed some light on the inner thoughts that he may have had. But he could have been equally circumspect about his computers. We have no idea for what purpose that he covered his tracks. We do know that his father lived as a fugitive from justice and may have taught his son in a touching psychopath-to-psychopath moment that for the really big scores, you have to cover your tracks. No doubt that when that moment when that father was ripped from that seven-year-old boy, I'm sure that was traumatic and may have left him with a fury at the society that did that to him. After his father's, when he was but a child, young Steve is not known to have ever spent any further time with his father, who was sent to prison but escaped in 1968 and set up a life in Oregon under an assumed identity. As in Tucson, he convincingly portrayed a normal, even kindly figure despite being a psychopath given to bank robbery. When he was doing that, he was in Springfield, where he used the alias Bruce Werner Erickson. He grew a forked goatee and made money by turning back car odometers. In 1978, he made a deal with a small women's charity to open a bingo parlor and share the proceeds, but he kept most of the profits itself, according to a court filing. They knew nothing of his criminal record, and they called him Bingo Bruce and recalled a host of fanciful stories he told about his past. He claimed he'd been a Dixieland band singer, pilot, auto racing crew chief, and Chicago Bears pro football player, survivor of World War II minesweeper sinking, and a wrestler named Crybaby. Some of that may have been true with Bruce you never knew. At that time, his wife and children living in California, Eric Paddock said in a telephone interview on Tuesday that in this period he learned that his father was still alive. I went to see him for the first time when I was 17. He was a gambler. That's how you were cool back then. So I got up there and he starts telling me how he used to send letters to J. Edgar Hoover calling him a pansy. That's what he chose to tell a 17-year-old son whom he'd never met before. I don't think I ever saw him again. Photo of Bingo Bruce that ran in a local paper tipped off the authorities, and on the night of September 6th, they arrested him outside of his bingo hall. A year later, he would once again leave federal prison early, but this time on parole. People who knew him in Oregon, including a local mayor, lobbied for his release after a year in custody. If younger brother David or Eric thought Dad was cool, Steve may have even had an even greater sense of affiliation with the criminal father. Psychopathy is believed to be hereditable to a great degree, so it seems to me that a young, smart, and crazy boy may have decided he would follow in his dad's footsteps. He was a highly intelligent guy from a criminal background and worked his way up through a series of jobs, including the IRS. He learned enough about numbers to work as an accountant. Certainly worth wondering if a highly intelligent psychopath with a chip on his shoulder might have come up with some sorts of criminal schemes that took advantage of the knowledge gained on the inside of the tax collecting agency. We don't know. We may never know. But there's more to this than just this guy that he used to tell his girlfriend that he bought everything they had, including her, in front of the people at Starbucks in Las Vegas. So, this guy was definitely, there was a clock ticking with him, I'll put it that way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms. This is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, I think it goes without saying that what happened to the people that were victimized by Mr. Paddock, and don't be afraid to call him by name, he was the psychopath that did it. Give him the blame. You're not giving him publicity. You're pinning the blame on him, and he deserves it all. It goes without saying that what happened is an aberration of humanity. And I can't pound on that enough. But for the people that have decided that the best course of action to take is to come after your rights, that goes beyond an aberration. Like CNN with Jeff Zeleny, noting that a lot of these country music supporters are likely Trump supporters. What is a music supporter? Are there, I guess there's like athletic supporters, I don't know. Did CNN survey the concert audience? Is love of country music a requirement for Club GOP? Disgraced and fired and now whining, former CBS Vice President Haley Giftman-Gold chimed in with, "I'm actually not even sympathetic because country music fans often are Republican gun toters. Because obviously they deserve to be murdered." After CBS surprisingly and swiftly fired her, she apologized, saying about her comments, "Nor do they reflect my actual beliefs." What do they reflect, Haley Giftman-Gold? They reflected her gut instinct, her initial response to the shooting, and in other words, her actual beliefs. And in a losing attempt to remain relevant, the two-time failed presidential candidate Hillary Pantsuit, what happened Clinton, tried to tie the Las Vegas shooting to the NRA. "Our grief isn't enough. We can and must put politics aside, stand up to the NRA, and work together to try to stop this from happening again." One thing I'm going to point out, NRA, yes, they are a 900-pound gorilla, without a doubt. And the only thing they've said so far is that it should be looked at whether or not bump fire stocks are legal. They are legal because the ATF said they were. Now, the ATF has been known to change their mind more than once. So they probably will with this, too. As a matter of fact, slide fire, no longer, right now they're not selling those anymore because they ran out. And what remains to be seen is, will they be outlawed altogether or will they just be outlawed from any future sale? The NRA did not provide the shooter's weapon cachet. The NRA, if the NRA was to be abolished last year, how would they have prevented this week's shooting? Or the daily carnage in Chicago? Did they help him organize his massacre? The NRA, in addition to every, and the other thing about NRA, that's become a term like Xerox. That is basically them describing the gun rights advocacy. There are plenty of other players out there besides the NRA. The NRA just happens to have the biggest single membership. Democrat members of the Congress take it further. Representative Jim Heim said of Congress, "There's blood on our hands until we face down the gun lobby." And by that logic, Congress has plenty of blood on their hands. Members of Congress take far more money from Big Pharma than the gun lobby, so do they have the blood on their hands from the drug overdoses and opioid addiction? And what about the 250,000 deaths due to medical errors? Any condemnation of the hospital and medical insurance lobbies that give generously to the members of Congress? Anything like that at all? Back to the guns. Who owns them? More likely Republican than Democrat. Of those who personally own a gun, 41% are Democrat, 41% are Republican, 16% are Democrat. You know, I'm getting to the point now to where I can't really tell a lot of difference. I'm sorry. And 26% independent, according to a Pew Research study. Not a landslide. Among electric car owners, 86% are Democrats, while only 14% are Republican. Much more of a disparity than with guns. Suppose a Las Vegas shooter, Stephen Paddock, had chosen a Tesla rather than a rifle as his murder weapon, driving the Tesla at high speed into a hip-hop concert in a similar fashion to some recent terrorist attacks in Europe. Would that justify comments about Democrats as were made about Republicans by CNN or CBS? Sort of doubtful. The this correlation between gun ownership or electric car preference and a political affiliation is not only to surprise, is not likely to surprise anybody. And how about a different correlation, specifically guns per person and the gun homicide rate? Now, you would think more guns equals more murder, but a chart from the American Enterprise Institute tells a different story. Beginning in 1994 and moving through 2014, guns per person increased, the gun homicide rate decreased. They are inversely proportional, a virtual mirror image of themselves. Gun ownership increases by 56%, homicide decreases by 49%. How can that be? I thought the guns were the issue. More guns, fewer murders. I'm not hearing that on the news, though. How's this possible? More guns, especially in the hands of racist, sexist, homophobic, Christian, country music-loving, Trump-supporting Republicans? That has to mean open season on anyone and everyone who doesn't share the white privilege. Or at least that's what CNN and MSNBC have to say. You mean guns don't just shoot on their own? A human being has to shoot it. And those are for sport or self-defense, as the mass majority of legal gun owners do, or for murder or mayhem, as criminals and deranged individuals do. Another inconvenient fact is most gun deaths are suicides, not mass shootings. And it may come as a surprise to the left that most legal gun owners are law-abiding, not inclined toward murder or mass shootings. Sport and self-defense are the primary reasons that people own them. Exceptions always exist. Stephen Paddock was a legal gun owner, as was Bernie Sanders supporter James Hodgkinson, who went on a shooting spree a few months ago at a Republican congressional baseball practice session. Illegal gun owners are a different matter. They don't shoot at paper or clay pigeons, they shoot at people. If you want to know about that, go to Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, big cities with ultra-strict gun control laws, meaning fewer legal guns, along with sky-high homicide rates, just like the graphs would show. Fewer guns, more murders. More guns, fewer murders. How many mass shootings occur in a police station or at a gun club? No. It's not about the guns. It's never been about the guns. We know it. They know it. The thing about the guns is that that makes you incapable of becoming a slave. And they want you to be a slave. They want you in single payer. They want you to belong to them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is Lock and Load. Does anybody remember Michael Moore? He's calling for a new constitutional amendment on gun control as lawmakers struggle with how to respond to Democrats do. They feel like they've got to respond. In a post on his Facebook page, the documentary filmmaker and leftist activist proposed repealing the Second Amendment, which he called ancient and outdated. Because, you know, nobody shoots anybody anymore. Nobody does that. He says the 28th Amendment would demand that the primary right of all people to be free from gun violence shall not be infringed. He's going to write a guarantee for you. Moore recommended that men must get spousal approval for firearm purchases, a requirement he says has greatly reduced domestic violence in Canada. I so want to be like Canada. I want to be like Canada so much that I spread mayonnaise over everything, including my coffee. He said, as over 90% of gun violence is committed by men, in order for a man to purchase a gun, he must first get a waiver from his current wife, plus his most recent ex-wife, or any woman with whom he's currently in a relationship. And if he's gay, he must get the waiver from his male spouse partner. What if he's a Z? What if he is asexual? What if he's in New York, where he could be one of 31 anythings? Who does he get permission from then? Moore is quite nice when he says that he would maintain states' rights to have an armed National Guard and would allow guns to be used for sport and hunting while instituting new protections for the public. He wrote, "The public's safety comes ahead of an individual's right to own and fire a gun. And he listed 8 proposed restrictions on gun ownership, including banning all automatic and semi-automatic guns, mandating licenses for gun ownership, limiting guns and clips to hold no more than 6 bullets, and requiring triggers to recognize the fingerprint of the gun owner. I'm just trying to figure out what that would look like. That would be truly something to see. He says, this is the same approach that meets everyone's needs. Everyone, that is, except those of the serial killer, the mass murderer, the violent ex-husband, the disgruntled employee, or the disturbed and bullied teenager. We will never eliminate all murder. That's been with us since Cain killed Abel. But we can join the community of enlightened nations where gun violence is that rare occurrence, as opposed to the daily tragedy we now suffer here in the United States of America. Democrat lawmakers are facing pressure from the left to introduce new anti-gun violence measures after Sunday's shooting. Republicans have rejected the idea that such violence has a legislative solution. And that's correct. That's the part they don't get. Now, as a gun owner, and as a gun carrier, and as somebody who trains to be a gunfighter, as a former military member, I do not like for American citizens to die. I do not like for young American citizens to be consigned to a life of crime because they have no parents. So for that reason, I now take you to Chicago. Now, what happened in Las Vegas on Sunday makes it the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. Do you want to know what they call that in Chicago? June. In June, there were 84 murders in Chicago. In Chicago, a city, which, and this is according to DNAinfo.com, which keeps a running tally. There were 76 murders in July, 50 in August. There were 59 murders in Chicago last month. So the death toll in Las Vegas, again the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history, was just a normal September there. So far in Chicago, where Rahm Emanuel, the former chief of staff of Barack Obama, is mayor, there have been 519 murders this year, and there's still a quarter of the year to go. But the numbers get crazy when totaling gun violence victims. In 2015, 2,988 people were victims of gun violence. In 2016, there were 4,368 shooting victims. Now, Chicago has some of the most restrictive gun laws in the country, right up there with New York and L.A. Lawmakers there bristle when anyone says they have the most restrictive in the country, but everyone agrees that they are at least quite restrictive. Residents can now buy a gun. They were banned in Chicago until a 2010 Supreme Court ruling. The process of doing so is quite difficult, and Governor Bruce Ranauer, in August 2016, approved a new law making gun laws tighter. But the gangs run the streets of the Windy City, and the mayor has had no impact on reducing shootings. He said gun violence in Chicago is unacceptable. It threatens everything we've done together and all the progress we've made in other areas. It's pulling us apart at the very moment when our city needs to come together. He added that ending this string of tragedies is our top priority, and so far, no look at that. In July of this year, there were 115 people shot in the city in a single week. And since Emanuel was elected in 2011, the murder rate has risen. In 2012, 509. 2013, that dropped to 442. In 2014, it rose to 428. Then in 2015, 495. 2016, 751. And the city is on pace to exceed 700 murders again this year. After the mass shooting, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders cited the city of Chicago as not exactly a shining beacon of successful gun control legislation. She said, one of the things we don't want to do is try to create laws that won't stop these types of things from happening. I think if you look to Chicago, where you've had over 4,000 victims of gun-related crimes, they have the strictest gun laws in the country, and that certainly hasn't helped there. But federal lawmakers from Illinois immediately began pushing gun control. Congress. 50 people went to a concert and didn't come home because of one man with a weapon of war. Hashtag assault weapon ban. Hashtag enough is enough. Illinois Representative Robin Kelly posted on Twitter. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin. The notion there's no way to prevent gun violence is false, and without action to stop gun attacks, Congress is complicit in them. Representative Jan Schakowsky said gun violence is a scourge and an epidemic, and it requires bold legislative action. I got an idea for all three of you folks and everybody else from your little cabal there in Chicago calling for this stuff. Curb what's happening in Chicago first, and then come talk to me. Show me how it's done, because I would like to see how it's done, because I can tell you right now what you're doing isn't working. So you don't need to be preaching to us, and it doesn't matter what you say, because you're not going to get that. That's the thing you need to take into your brain. You're not going to disarm us. I know you want to. You want it so bad you can taste it. And everybody looking around right now, as you've been looking at D.C. and understand how deep into this these people are, that guy, that attorney general in D.C., they're going to fall on their sword to keep New York, New Jersey, and Maryland from having to fall under what the Supreme Court would come up with, because the Supreme Court would rule the way that we would want them to rule. That's what they're afraid of. So they're falling on the sword. That is a long-term outlook. They're thinking there'll be another day, there'll be another moment, we can get our stuff back. We can be patient, we can do all this. We. Yeah. So, that's the thing to remember about these guys. They never take their eye off the long-term prize, because they are patient. And they know that sometimes we're forgetful. The job here is to not be forgetful. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line. Started to choke there for a minute. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. You know, this is what I'm going to tell you as we close out tonight. That there's a couple of things you need to understand. And don't get too excited about some of this stuff. This is where a lot of distraction comes into play. Notice how for a day and a half, everybody was convinced that Ryan had shelved the SHARE Act. And yet, nobody's talking about that right now. I'm sure one of the things that everybody's sort of up in arms about is because maybe, you know, the NRA has gotten out there and said, we think that they should be looked at on these slide fire, bump fire stocks. Let's wait and see how that plays, okay? Because what I want to point out to you again is the same media that lied to you about who's going to win the election is giving you all of this information. The same media that lies about how guns work. The same media that lies about how dangerous you and I are. You and I are viewed by this media who doesn't really know anything about what they're talking about in the first place. In the second place, we're looked at as criminals in the waiting. And they'll point to people like Stephen Paddock and say, now see this guy? He never did anything in his life. Well, we don't know. Because this guy was covering a whole lot of tracks. A whole lot of tracks. And us sitting around worrying and being concerned about what they say is not going to get us any closer to what we need to do. Because what we need to do is we need to get very calm and watch what they do, watch what they bring, and then we have to fight it. And once again, I'm just going to point this out. You have one U.S. representative in the House of Representatives, and you have two senators per state. So all you have to do every week is carve out time to make that phone call. You can carve it out and you can say, I would like to make these following points. I want the SHARE Act to pass. I want H.R. 38 to pass, I will not tolerate any further gun regulations coming from the federal government. And then after a while, if enough of us did that, we would be fine because politicians are very malleable. Now, one of the problems we have is a bunch of apathy in the, on the Republican side, and we are going to have to kick them in their fourth point of contact hard in order to get them to start reacting, because they need to react. If, for example, the slide fire, bump fire stock does go away, that is not an impact on guns. Do you hear me? It's an impact on an accessory. Now, right now, the ATF, who's constantly got to be looking around sheepish on a regular basis because of so many missteps, I don't particularly think this was a misstep. It's a novelty item to me, and it's not one that I necessarily want. I'm always looking for a muzzle device that just keeps the muzzle right there. That's what I'm always on the lookout for. So the NRA, their first statement has been that they think that this, these things should be looked at. Okay, fine. The NRA spearheaded Trump's. They were a big part of Trump's election. Okay, I am one that will point out their missteps on a daily basis. And yet, they have done more to educate people on gun safety than anybody else has. Children on gun safety than anybody else has. Yes, they have their baggage, without a doubt. Everybody does. None of us are perfect. Gun Owners of America, they're going to go exactly the way you want them to go. Second Amendment Foundation, they will to a very large degree. Firearms Policy Coalition, the Firearms Coalition, name it. A lot of states' organizations will do it. There will be a lot of things coming into play in the coming days. One thing that's happening right now is that Sandoval in Nevada, the Republican governor of Nevada, they had a voter initiative where 16 of 17 counties voted against it, but the 17th, Clark County, it passed by 10,000 votes, and this was the universal background check thing. And he's taking heat for that not being enacted. Now, the reason it was not enacted is because the state's attorney general, I think his last name is Axalt, he suspended it because there's no way to implement it. The FBI has told them, we will not be available for you for these universal background checks. I don't know how the states that have that do it. I guess maybe the states maybe do it. But the universal background check is basically this. It's you now, the gun becomes a piece of property that you own that you now have to get the state's permission to sell. And you have to have the state officiate over it. You have to go to a gun dealer, and he has to do a background check on the person wanting to buy the gun. And he may have to do a background check on you for having the gun. I don't know. Just depends on how they enact it. Now, that's supposed to have been, that got pushed through, like in Colorado, saying there was 40% of all guns that were sold without a background check. We knew how many guns were sold with a background check, so, you know, the number of guns being sold per year was astronomical under Obama. Turned out that it's about between 4 and 6%. Turned out the study's authors said, you know, we don't even believe it ourselves now. Turned out that two of the years that they surveyed were the 2 years preceding the background check in the Clinton era. So, there will be a fight, and the Democrats, and this is the thing, you call your representative, and you call, even if you have a Democrat representative, you call them and you say, hey, you guys can't get it together. So, I don't know who you think you represent demanding gun control, but unfortunately, that's been cast, and it isn't going to happen. How about you go ahead and move on with things? And what's happening right now, if you haven't noticed, they are gearing up right now for tax reform. That's going to be the next elephant that they're trying to put away. They're gearing up for tax reform in the House. That's what Ryan is focused on. These guys are not multitaskers. They are not multitaskers. It's trying to get a bunch of politicians together is like trying to herd a bunch of cats. So that's what they're focusing on. That does not mean the SHARE Act is not going to get voted on. That does not mean H.R. 38 will not have its day in committee. It may have a vote passed on it just because of it'll force their hand if they get a handful of co-sponsors. And that's what you can be doing right now, is pushing for that. We will lose nothing save that which we give up. If the gun grabbers, one thing they won't point out is all of this stuff that they're saying, talking about murdering us. How can they control guns when they can't control themselves? What happens to you as a gun carrier if you walk up and say, you know what, I don't like your political position, I don't like your position on this, I think you should be shot clean in the face until it looks like an ashtray, buddy pal. What happens to me if that happens? What comes of that? I probably won't be carrying a gun anymore. James Yeager made a video on YouTube, and I think it might have been after Sandy Hook, and that was when they were talking about going after guns. And Joe Biden got out there and said they were going to do some executive actions on this, and that sparked one of the biggest panic buys I've ever seen. And all along, I was saying they can't do it. All they can do is, by executive order, they can only, shore up existing law. They can't make law. And I knew that the House would stop that if that's what came of it at the time when that happened, because we had the House. And they were actually being sort of proactive back then, even though they knew that they were not going to get what they wanted. But they were not going to let certain things happen. And that was one of those things I do not believe they would have let happen. So, to go that way, there's plenty of them that know that that would be a bloody moment. That would be one of those Jeffersonian moments. And anybody with any degree of sanity does not want the Jeffersonian moment. But let's not, don't confuse things. Don't confuse what we want with what we'll do. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.